I'm joined here with Kylie Wood, Specialty Animal Production Entrepreneurship and Placement Proficiency winner at the 94 National FFA Convention and Expo. She's from Cedar Ridge FFA Chapter in Arkansas. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm really grateful to receive this award.
And why don't you just start by telling us about your project?
Yes. Well, my family raises honeybees. We have about 1,300 hives or so. And I've started whenever I was a little girl, and I really got involved in it in 2017. And then from then on out, I've gained responsibilities and managerial roles throughout that time span.
So walk me through a day in the life of managing a honeybee operation.
Yes. Well, with me, I am a manager of one of the yards. So I will go out, I'll check, see if they need to be fed, need water, anything like that. I will go through and do that. And then I'll also check if I have any dead colonies or anything like that. And then if I do, I'll handle that with medication of the rest of them and then go out throughout my day.
All right, how do you feed a honeybee?
We do a sugar water mixture. It's a 1-to-1 ratio, and we put it in a hive. There's like a little colander thingy, and we just put it in there, and they'll take it from that on out.
So you do the sugar water. Do you use like flowers for pollination as well?
Oh, yes. Normally we feed them during the wintertime or whenever there's not enough vegetation to manage that sort of yard.
So what kind of variations of flowers do you have for your pollinators?
Yes. Well, since I'm in Arkansas, we have rice, we have soybeans, we have cotton. We have many fields of pollinations that we can deal with. We also do milo fields, that sort of thing. We're also near a lot of rivers, so usually water isn't that big of a deal unless it floods. But, so we mostly do farm pollinations.
And do you help out with the kind of production side of the honey?
Oh, yes. Actually, last year I competed in ag processing for honey production. So the specialty animal was kind of the animal and animal welfare side of that rather than the honey side.
And what kind of goes into processing honey?
First we take the hives. There's two base hives that the bees live in. And then we start stacking hives on top of those whenever those two base hives get full. Then from there we will grab those top boxes and then we'll take it to our processing plant where we then take out the frames, we run it through a decapper, basically takes that top wax off, put it in a spinner, it'll spin the honey out, and then from there we let it sit for about a couple days, then we'll filter it, and then we'll extract, put it in jars, and then sell.
And I know that different plants that the bees go to kind of affects the flavor of the honey. Does the sugar water have its own flavor affected at all?
Usually, since there are different vegetations, the sugar water is kind of a neutral base for it, sort of sense. More so from my area, the honey is affected by the color. So milo will produce darker, the soybeans will produce a lighter colored honey.
So is there anybody that has kind of been a mentor and advisor along the way through this project?
I would for sure say that my father has, and then also Mr. C. He, my advisor, he has been really helpful. Both of them have been really helpful in getting me started in this and then encouraging me to continue on with that. I would also say my family in general, my whole family, because they encourage this. They want me to be involved in this, and it's a really great project.
I've really enjoyed learning about it and the honeybees that you have. The Specialty Animal Production Proficiency Award is sponsored by the National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. In the FFA Newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.